Jesse Stewart here. It's time now for a spring planting report from the KGLO Farm Desk. It is brought to you by Via Field, MBT Bank, Farmers Co-op at Forest City, Leland, and Keister, Minnesota. Also brought to you by Lake Chevrolet. Joining me now on the KGLO Live Line, it is Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey. And Secretary Northey, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Jesse. It's great to have some corn planting getting done around the state, and this is a great time of year.
Definitely. It is one of the best times of the year, in my opinion, and you mentioned it, corn planting getting done around the state of Iowa. Let's dive right into things. What are you hearing for producers around the state of Iowa as far as planting so far?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of folks got started, maybe more in the southern two-thirds of Iowa than our northern northern third of Iowa, but really scattered all around Iowa. Some folks got started. Some made a lot of progress. Some didn't make as much. I think our numbers as of Monday were 13% that was planted. I'm sure a little bit more got planted after that before some of the folks in at least the western half of Iowa got rained out.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, we're seeing some rain showers here this week that might slow the progress depending on what part of the state you are in. But I know in talking with various producers, and you echo this sentiment to me as we were getting ready for this report, that a lot of producers are maybe close to even half done with their corn acres already.
There are some that are, and I am. I got started on Saturday and went until Monday midday and before I got rained out, and I got about half of my corn in. You know, ground conditions were great. Forecast is good, even though it's damp. It is a warm damp, not a cold damp. So if we can keep our lows in the 40s, not in the 30s, and our highs in the 60s or 70s, we're in great shape to keep that crop moving along. And forecasts look good. Conditions were good. This is probably one of the first times I planted in the teens of April. So started on the 16th, and I certainly haven't ever been such that I've had half my crop in before the 20th of April.
Yeah, and that's another good thing you point out, the fact that it's happened before, maybe close to this date, but it's kind of rare that we see corn planting, especially the amount that has already been put in the ground, done already by this point in the month of April.
It is. I think as you look back over, compare us to last year and over the last 5 years, we're definitely ahead of average, maybe a week or so ahead of average. And the crop is not very far away from getting ready to go again. It'll depend on the forecast or what actually does come out of the skies in the next few days. If we get a little bit of rain, it may be next week before folks get back at it. But I know folks are run this time of year if it's possible, and especially if the forecast looks good.
Definitely very true. You know, soybeans probably going to be more as we get into the month of May, obviously. But I've heard a few scatter reports of some guys at least thinking about that in the back of their mind because they're so far along with corn. But I'm sure you'd probably agree that we're probably going to be mid-May before we really get into a lot of bean planting, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, it used to be definitely folks didn't start. I remember my grandfather would tell me we're not starting until the 20th of May, or then we worked him up to the 15th. But there, if the weather's right and guys are caught up on corn planting, there'll be a lot of beans planted the first week of May if it all fits. There's several ifs in that statement before I got to when folks would be planting. But I think if the weather's right, both corn and soybeans have started to be planted earlier the last few years as we have seed that can take it, as we've had some nice warm weather that got stuff started. We're not so worried about it getting stuck out there and not coming out of the ground for 2 or 3 weeks.
Definitely very true. Well, you know, a good start to the planting season, projections of another bountiful U.S. crop this year. I think now we could probably agree that a lot of producers are just hoping to see that price continue to tick up.
And we've seen a nice little movement here the last several weeks. Certainly bean prices that get into the upper nines, maybe have a chance at the tens, and these are prices that we weren't really expecting, especially with a good planting season. But we're seeing some production problems in South America. We're seeing some continued straw demand from Asia. And for whatever reason, we're seeing some a little bit better crop prices. Now, we need more movement than that to make sure that this crop is profitable. But at least we're giving ourselves a chance in this kind of market move.
Definitely very true. Well, seeing some big moves, especially in soybeans and wheat on Tuesday. So it's continuing to trend upward here as we move forward. Secretary Northey, anything else you could think of you want to add about planting season you want to pass along?
I sure want to make sure that everybody stays safe out there, both the farmers that are running long days and sometimes in muddy conditions, it can be that a person takes some chances you wouldn't normally take. And then for everybody, as equipment gets out on the road, let's make sure and give each other some room. Let the cars go by if you can, if you're running equipment. Let the tractors go if you're following somebody. You'll get there. Let's just make sure everybody gets there safe.
Definitely have to agree with you there. With that, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, thank you so much for joining me here on this spring planting report.
Thank you, Jesse.